we probably have 25 songs, so we picked the first 10 and finished them around Christmas time, finally.
That's local singer-songwriter Vicki McGee describing her most recent CD, One More Song.
Went to hear this old cowboy. He'd had a sad life, I'd heard. Said he never had recovered from the time he'd lost her. His words were drawn and echoed. Message pure and simple, every note in my interest group. So sing to me, cowboy, let me live every word. Sing to me, cowboy, all the lines still unheard.
All songs on the CD were written, arranged, performed, and produced by Vicki McGee and Sonny Campbell. The Vicki McGee Band plays for KASU's Bluesy Tuesday in Newport tonight at the Newport Country Club at 7 o'clock. Vicki stopped by KASU Studios recently to talk about her career as a songwriter and performer and the newest CD. When you create a song, do you start with a set of lyrics, Vicki, and then hope for a tune to come along, or do you write them together? Does the tune come first? What's the mix?
When I write something, it starts with a melody in my head and a title. Something I'll see or something someone has just told me or something I've experienced. I'll start with a title, and then I get a melody in my head. A lot of times I'll turn on a drum machine and get a beat going and write to that beat, whatever title I'm throwing around. Now, Sonny writes, he'll write a story. And, I mean, he can get up, like one Sunday morning he got up. It had stormed the night before, the light was flashing on the clock, and he started writing this song. And it's called You're Gone, and it kind of tells a tale of this old cowboy, and he's lost his spouse, and it's been 3 years now, and how it's still affecting him. He didn't write it intentionally, but when I came down and read the lyrics, I picked up my harmonica and started playing, and the song ended up being one of our most requested songs.
Clock still flashing from the storm last night. Water still rising, but the rain subsides. Whiskey in the bottle says I drank too long. Geniuses say you shouldn't drink alone. But they don't know that you're gone.
So you and he come up with some tunes together, it sounds like.
Uh-huh. He's the lyricist, I'm the music side of it, I think.
That is amazing to me that someone gets a tune in their head.
When I read something, it automatically takes a melodic. Uh-huh. I start singing it in my head, you know, as I'm reading it.
This tune that comes up on your website, we were talking about a true story about waiting in White River. Tell us about that.
It's called Long Way From Home. And about 3 years ago, Sonny and I took a trip and stayed at this cabin up above Melbourne. Some friends of mine had a cabin up there, and they offered it to us for the weekend. So there was no TV, no radio, so all you could do was either wade in White River and fish or sit outside and take pictures. It was a beautiful place. Or write songs, which is kind of what I went out there for. But the first day we were there, Sonny decided to take his fishing pole and go out and wade in the river and fish a little bit. And I was behind him with a camera taking pictures, and this old guy come by in a boat. And he went by us, and he looked at us, and I thought, oh, Lord, we're in trouble. We're not where we're supposed to be. He turns his boat around. He comes back, and we ended up having a conversation with him for about 30 minutes, and it was Harlan Hames. He went on, and the next morning, Sonny was up about 6:30, 7 o'clock on the porch, and I went out there and brought him some coffee, and he was picking around on his guitar, and I said, play this melody. because Harlan Hames stuck in my head all night.
Mm-hmm. To me, you've kind of got a metaphor for wading in shallow water, which is not as productive as going to deep water in life.
Yes.
That's amazing.
He actually said that to us. If you're going to catch any fish, you need to wade in deeper holes. And that stuck in my head all night. So when we started writing it the next morning, I was like, we need to write something about that guy we met yesterday. And so everything in the song is true.
I left out on a trip yesterday, hoping God would show the way to make sense of everything. While waiting in White River, and no fisherman stopped by, his name was Harlan Hames. I could tell he had the simple life figured out. His sweet smile let it show. He talked of his wife, his kids, his life. He said to get this mission right, he got away the deeper hole. I'm a long way from home. It wasn't what I was expecting, but at least he got me thinking about the places I know.
What's your favorite song you've written?
Probably Uncle Alfred. It was the second one that Sonny and I wrote together. We had gone to Nashville and toured the Hermitage Plantation. Alfred was the personal slave of Andrew Jackson. And his log cabin where he lived and raised his family and worked was right behind the mansion. And when we stepped into the log cabin, it was chilling.
By the Cumberland River, on the east, the Smoky Range, he lived his life in a one-room cabin. Even in freedom, it would not change.
Well, after touring the whole place, when we got back home, Alfred became, when slavery was abolished, he had the choice to leave or stay on the plantation.
I take it he outlived Andrew Jackson.
He did. They asked him to become a tour guide there on the plantation. Can you imagine what it would have been like to get a tour from an actual slave that lived there, grew up, worked as Andrew Jackson's right-hand man? Well, he told them that he would, as long as when it came his time to die, that they buried him close to the president so he could be with him in death as he was in life.
Well, Vicki McGee, thank you for stopping by KASU. We've been wanting to do this for a long time, just sit down with a microphone and hear you talk about your music and play some of your music, and it's been a real treat for us.
Thank you. For me, too.
The Vicki McGee Band will play for KASU's free Blues to Tuesday concert tonight at the Newport Country Club from 7 to 9 p.m. Admission is free. No membership is required. KASU will pass the hat so the audience may tip the band.
You say your heart, I am so at the end of the night.
For KASU Spotlight on the Arts, I'm Mike Doyle.